Back at the start of our program, we heard from Henry Thomas, one of the original 13 Freedom Riders, who rode through the Deep South in 1961 to defy Jim Crow laws. Now, on this formal observance of the birth of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., we end with an essay from one of our mid-Michigan citizens who remembers the sting of segregation. Sandra Seaton is a local playwright who spent part of her childhood in Tennessee. Here's Sandra's look back to the past and her hope for the future.
For my children, I grew up in the segregated South, but I never thought about color until I moved north as a young child. When did I begin to be aware of race? The sit-ins, freedom rides, and the ascendancy of Dr. Martin Luther King in the early 60s made it impossible to ignore the struggle for racial equality. As one of two black English majors at the University of Illinois, I argued constantly about civil rights with classmates and professors. Almost all the whites I met at Illinois took it for granted that I was the first to go to college in my family. They could not conceive the possibility that a black student could have parents who were college graduates and whose grandfather had been a professor at Fisk. I remember a close friend who was surprised to discover that I was familiar with classics of English literature that were not assigned reading. He could not imagine that a black woman might search out, understand, and even enjoy such books. What do I hope for my children? For all our children? I hope for the triumph of the imagination. I want a world in which we all are able to imagine individuals, regardless of color, religion, and gender, as equals with needs, interests, emotions, and intelligence comparable to our own. I have no idea what the future holds for race relations in this country. I know what I would like to see. A future that allows African Americans and all people to celebrate their heritage without the burden of stereotypes. Our nation is at a crossroads. Yes, we have elected a black president, but the tragedies and the pain of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Eric Garner in New York, and Tamar Rice in Cleveland are real and must be faced. We must confront our situation with intelligence and imagination without the alleged solutions offered by stereotypical thinking. We must see through the talking heads that feed on conflict and prejudice for the sake of ratings. I want a world where no one crosses to the other side of the street at the sight of a black teenager, where no neighbor calls the police about a supposed robber who turns out to be another neighbor, a black man who has lived on the block for years. This is the kind of world I want for my children, for all our children.
Say I'm loud, say I'm clear for the whole round world.